Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to be taking a look at the start of the autumn session of Parliament. Now, that started yesterday, obviously, in Bern. And in this week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to look at a few of the main issues that Swiss MPs will be discussing over the next 3 weeks, starting with a parliamentary initiative against arms exports. A big topic, this one, isn't it?
Yes, the first big topic of this week concerns this initiative against arms exports to warring countries. The text, led by a left-wing coalition, was debated in the House of Representatives on Monday afternoon. It intends to ban exports of war material to countries involved in armed conflict. Countries that violate human rights or that could act as intermediaries would also not be able to acquire arms. The criteria for authorizing exports would be enshrined in the Constitution, meaning that any change would have to be approved by the population. So this is one of the big topics that was discussed on Monday.
Okay, yeah, so a lot to discuss there. We'll obviously have more on that as that debate continues. Next, though, is an issue which has been rumbling around for quite some time now. And it's been sort of like couched in a lot of controversy and involves football as well. This is the election of the new federal prosecutor. So what's been going on here?
Yes, indeed. After more than a year without a leader, the Swiss Federal Prosecutor's Office should finally get a new boss. The Federal Assembly will elect a new chief prosecutor to replace the controversial Michael Lauber, who had to resign after impeachment proceedings over his handling of a FIFA corruption probe. In the wake of this, he had basically meetings with FIFA executives that he didn't protocol, which of course is not good for somebody who's meant to prosecute against some of these people. So after two unsuccessful tenders, the Parliamentary Judicial Committee recently found the rare pearl in the person of Stefan Blättler, which is currently the commander of the Bernese police. But there were other people that previously were thought to maybe be able to get that new job as a chief prosecutor, but they just couldn't find the right fit and the right person with the right profile, which is quite a specific profile that you need to be chief prosecutor for the Confederation.
I've been reading the papers over the past year, and there's been a lot of debate and discussions and arguments about who should be the chief prosecutor should be. I mean, are they likely? I mean, this the Stefan Blättler, is he likely to win? I mean, this is actually almost a
cert
now.
This time they found the right guy. Let's right. Put it that way.
Okay. Now, another topic that will be debated will probably be of interest to anyone who owns property in Switzerland. So what's this one about?
Yes, if you own your house or apartment in Switzerland and you live in that house or apartment that you own, you are probably familiar with a peculiarity of the Swiss tax code, and that is the imputable rental value. It basically means that if you live in an apartment that you own yourself, you have to pay taxes on the money that you could have earned if you rented that apartment out. That sounds maybe weird to many listeners, but it is actually true. And those of you who are owners of property, they're probably all too familiar with this weird tax. And during this parliamentary session, MPs will discuss the possibility of actually abolishing this tax.
Yeah, because I don't know how much of a tax expert you are, but my understanding of this one, though, Dario, is you're right, it's a strange one, is, of course, you might say you own your property, but if you have a mortgage and you're paying the bank back, you don't actually technically own your property. The bank does. So it only really comes into play once you've paid off your mortgage, which is why you get very long mortgages in Switzerland, and people actually never quite finish paying them off.
That's a whole own Swiss Up episode. But I'm not a property owner myself, so I haven't dared go there yet because it's just so complicated and so many things and details to it. But yes, if you're a property owner, this would be a win for you if Parliament decided to abolish that tax.
That'll be a big change if that does happen. Also, speaking of tax, they'll be discussing the federal budget too.
Yes, MPs will examine, of course, new expenditure included in the 2021 budget, among which are 164 million francs for measures to combat the coronavirus. Also, they will have to vote on the payment of an additional billion francs to the EU's cohesion fund. Now, the Federal Council wants to release that payment to ease relations with Brussels after the negotiations for a framework deal failed earlier this summer. But MPs still have to approve this money transfer. For those listeners who are not familiar with the EU Cohesion Fund, that's basically a fund that the EU has that creates cohesion. Well, obviously, that's meant to
It goes to poorer EU countries to help them catch up with the richer ones. I mean, that's what it's all about.
And Switzerland has been paying into this fund regularly in the past years. It's usually in the billions of francs that are paid into this fund, basically as a sign of goodwill from Switzerland to the EU, but obviously also as a political and diplomatic tool to gain the EU's favors in whatever Switzerland is currently negotiating with them about.
Right. Let me guess which way that's going to go in Parliament. Broadly, all the parties are in favor of paying the EU the money, apart from the Swiss People's Party, who are against it. Am I right?
Yes,
in that one?
That's a safe bet.
Right.
Safe bet.
All right. Now, something a little bit lighter, but actually I think this is actually quite exciting. Someone who's taken to bike riding recently. This is cross-cantonal bicycle paths. I'm actually also envisaging a sort of the same thing in the States with the interstate system. This is like...
Exactly.
But
it's basically interstate bicycle paths.
Excellent.
Parliament will
yes.
draft the new law on bicycle paths, which is intended to provide Switzerland with such an interconnected and safe network of bicycle paths. And also it will vote on the credits for regional passenger traffic over the next 4 years.
Okay, so
that's the lighter topic.
That's an idea. So this is the idea that you can actually go on a bike ride and the bike path should cross a council line without any problems whatsoever, not come to an immediate stop at the post.
Exactly. Also something that is likely to pass.
Right. Okay. Yes. So no one's really against that one. Not even the Swiss People's Party. All right. Okay. Then, Daria, thank you for that. That was Daria there with Swiss Up, taking a look at what's going to be discussed in this autumn session of Parliament. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which, of course, is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.